Hey guys, my name is Michaela Swank, and I am a senior at Lake Highlands High School, and I would love to share with you a little bit about my journey of faith in high school. God's Holy Spirit has been at work in my life ever since I trusted Christ in second grade, but high school was the sweet season where my head knowledge became heart knowledge. Throughout my education, and especially in high school, I constantly found myself placing my identity in my friends' grades and athletic ability. My mood for the day was dependent on how well I did on a test or if my coach liked my work at volleyball practice. Instead of following Proverbs 3, 5 through 7, which says to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not on your own understanding. I grew up in the church, so I started idolizing the image of being the good Christian girl who knows all the answers and has all the verses memorized. But I quickly learned that living for the world brought no satisfaction or joy, even though it looked like a whole lot of fun from the outside. The Lord was generous despite my sin and granted me success in my endeavors. However, my flesh took this undeserving gift and began to trap me in a pit called pride, saying that the reason I was seemingly winning at life was because of my own hard work. When the Lord brought me to my knees and I was finally struck with the realization that this life I was living was one riddled with heartache, He fulfilled His promise in Psalm 103 and redeemed my life from the pit and crowned me with love and compassion. I'm going to be honest. After I had this Eureka, I want Jesus to be my Savior moment, from the outside, my life didn't look drastically different. This is because I was acting like I was already saved without actually having that repenting conversation with the Lord. But do not be mistaken. The sins of pride and misplaced identity had started to rot my heart from the inside. Here is where this transformation happened. Community, my small group, and my parents consistently reminded me that living for the world brought a facade of happiness one day and sadness the next, but from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, to quote Psalm 103 again. Before, my joy was wrapped up in acing that test or having plans on the weekend. Now my worth rests solely in the Lord's grace and goodness. Before, I carelessly hurt people with my dry and sardonic humor. Now I repent for my selfish heart. Before, I was constantly disappointed in myself for not living up to my unattainable expectations. Now I thank the Lord for rescuing my sinful standards. If you resonate with the truth I just shared of the way God radically changed my heart, I would love to encourage you to time and time again seek the Lord in His word. I promise you, though you may not realize the entirety of your sin, He is not done working in your life and will only do that through surrender. Thanks for listening.